College of Arts and Science at the University of Missouri, that in Columbus, Missouri, in the mid-1980s, Dean of the College Arts and Science. He was responsible for many advances, including a writing across the curriculum program that became a model for other universities. He attracted much attention by placing a networked computer in the office of every faculty member of the college. Yes, he did that. A very revolutionary idea for its time. He had a reputation as one of the most technically savvy guys, passionate administrator in public higher education. He's been a technology consultant, senior fellow of the Educost Center, applied research. Just amazing. He was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1937. He grew up in Rock Island, Illinois, part of the Quad Cities, and that in Illinois-Iowa border right there. Now, after graduating with a bachelor's degree in chemistry in Rock Island, 1959, he earned his doctorate in chemistry from the University of Wisconsin in Madison. He made a difference in the life here in Northern Nevada and touched all of our lives. He will be missed. Tributes all over for him, too. Wow, what a man.
I feel bad for his wife. I mean...
Well, they had a long marriage. He was 73 years
out
old.
Out to dinner. I mean, it's just a sudden thing.
Sometimes maybe that's just as well. You know, you got to be somewhere.
I guess.
You know, he wasn't sick. He was up and moving and doing well and wonderful. So they have moments together right up to the end, including having dinner. I mean, I was thinking, maybe it's the romance in me, but I was thinking, God, how wonderful.
Huh.
To have been right there and right there at his moment. And
I guess I want a warning. I want to waste away slowly over years, you know.
Oh, then you probably will. And isn't that grand? You wouldn't be going out to dinner, JP.
I guess.
Busy wasting away.
Wasting away.
And wasting time. Wasting time. All right. So I've got some other stuff here. I just brought along a bunch of stuff you and I could discuss.
Okay.
Because I like your opinion and your point of view.
And
your
I'm always
take.
Right.
Yeah, well, of course. I like that the most. You're always right, because that's the funnest thing to pick apart. You know what I mean? Okay, let's get to the... I'll tell you what. I was reading jpattitude.com. It's very interesting. And I was reading about the boner. You know what I'm saying? The boner affair? The boner blog?
John
the
Boehner?
Boner Boehner pulled. The boner right. Bonehead.
I am so angry with the Republicans right now, and I think a lot of people are, especially... the Tea Party faction of the conservative movement. Let's rehash this. They started out campaigning last year saying they would cut $100 billion from this year's deficit.
They're trying, aren't they?
Then when they took office, they said, well, we're going to cut that down to 60-some billion because part of the year is already over.
Yeah.
Then when they come back out of the White House with a deal, they say it's 30-some billion. So now it
compromise.
Keeps getting smaller. And
compromise.
Then the Congressional Budget Office analyzes it and said, really?
How's this going to work?
They only took $300 million out of the deficit. So he blew it. They're never going to have a bargaining position as strong as they had right now, right then, when they were doing this.
Well, what do you think is going on with Boehner? I mean, he obviously showed us all publicly that he's a very sensitive man. Are they holding that against him?
I mean, you got that from my column.
Are they holding that against him?
He cries all the time.
Stop it now. Stop.
I've never seen a man cry like that.
Well, he feels things, and it can be overwhelming. I mean, he's allowed that. But are they using it against him is what I want to know.
Okay, but when he goes up to the White House, it's him against Obama and Biden and Harry Reid and the head of the White House Budget Office. It's 4 or 5 to 1. You know, you can't have a man who sits there and cries. You need somebody who's tough.
Well, now, we haven't seen him in all reality. We haven't seen him cry that much up there on the podium, not with his
Listen,
big...
Listen, when he was on 60 Minutes, he blogger. Cried twice. He cried once when they asked him
hey, maybe
why
it's
he cried.
Menopause. He could be going through something. Have a little pity, JP. Have some sympathy. But anyway, what I want to know is that why they're turning against him, or why are they... They're mad at him now. I mean, the Republicans are mad at him. The Tea Party's mad at him. Who's not mad at him?
He promised $100 billion.
Oh, come on. It can't
he
be that tight.
He delivered $300 million. That's why they're mad.
They can't be that tight of a race for that. I mean, that can't